Hey, what's going on, friends? I am so grateful that you joined us for today's message because I know someone has tuned in just to hear what God is going to say through this program. And we are in a series called Crazier Faith. Not just crazy faith, but crazier. Don't forget the ER. Faith, because we believe God wants to do greater things. He takes us from glory to glory and faith to faith. And God has so much more in store for your life, for you to experience than what you've experienced up until this point. See, the seeds we plant, we will reap in a fruitful harvest. And as long as we continue to trust God, amazing things or crazy things can happen. Are you ready to see what God's going to do through your life? Let's go into today's message. This principle, truth, and lifestyle can change everything in your life. When you start living, walking, acting, and loving in crazier faith, it changes everything. And around here, if you're just joining us, I'm sorry, but I have an announcement to make. It's bamboo season at Transformation Church. And if you don't know what that is, it is a season of unusual acceleration. Somebody say that with me. Unusual acceleration. I believe that in this season, in this time, in this moment, God is taking things that took a long time and he's accelerating them. Things that you may have sown and things that you may have saw or things that you may have tried to see before, God's saying, this is the season of unusual acceleration. And a lot of people don't understand, why would you call it bamboo season? Because a bamboo tree goes under and it's planted for 3 years. And literally when it breaks forth, somebody shout at me, break forth. Y'all didn't shout it at me. Somebody say, break forth. When it breaks forth out of the ground, out of the position of being under, out of obscurity, it has the ability to grow 2 inches every single hour. That is unusual acceleration. Within 24 hours, it can grow 4 feet. God told me to tell Transformation Church prophetically and anybody who has the faith to believe it that this is your bamboo season. We have less than 50 days left in 2021. God only needs 3 to change the whole world. Y'all missed it. He only needs 3 to do the greatest miracle ever. What could God do in the next 2 months in your life? Somebody shout at me, bamboo season. I found a scripture that I want us to stand on in this season of unusual acceleration. It's found in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. It says, and Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year. What? Hold on, he sowed. It usually takes some year. It said he sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. When I see stuff like that that ties in the last 2 weeks' messages together like that, I got to go look it up in the Amplified Version. And when I seen this in the Amplified Version, it pulled these whole things together. Look at Genesis 26 and 12 in the Amplified. It said, then Isaac planted seed. Remember we talked about having faith like a farmer. In the land as a farmer and reaped in the same year 100 times. As much as he had planted, and the Lord blessed and favored him. This ain't for everybody, but there's some people that in this season of an open heaven where there's unusual acceleration, God said, whatever you sow, you're about to see 100 times that thing in the same year. This is bamboo season, and I'm coming to encourage you, don't stop sowing now. I want you to be a cereal sower. Don't stop sowing your time, your talent. Oh, y'all thought I was just talking about money. Your time, your talent. There are things you can do right now for people that you just stingy with the gifting that God's placed in your hand. And God said, sow it now. Sow it now, because 10 years from now, 2 months from now, 10 days from now, there needs to be a harvest for you. And you cannot get the harvest if you have not exercised the spiritual faith gift of sowing the seed. And so, as I begin to look at bamboo season, I got excited because even this week, I've started hearing testimonies of people that have sowed in different ways, and God is paying off debts and opening up jobs and giving scholarships and promotions and realigning family. I'm not talking about stuff I'm thinking about. These are actual people that these things are happening. And then God, as a pastor, I get all pumped. I'm like, let's go. I rejoice with those who rejoice and I mourn with those who mourn. So I'm going. And then God said, Michael, I'm about to open the floodgates and pour out blessing. They don't have room enough to receive. I said, let's go. God has bamboo season. And he said, remind him of the backside of the blessing. I said, no, that's not as fun as telling everybody it's bamboo season. He said, but you're responsible to make sure they're prepared. So today, I need us to walk in a way that prepares us for this season of unusual acceleration and blessing. Is anybody believing for God to do something that is extraordinary? Not ordinary. I said extraordinary. So today, I have to prepare you for that. Because as we yell, it's bamboo season, today, I want to let you know that there are many people in bamboo season that get bamboozled by the blessing. Matter of fact, that's what I'm going to call the message today. Write that down. Bamboozled by the blessing. See, because we talk to people about what to do to get the blessing, but we never prepare them of what your action steps are to do after the blessing comes. After you get the house, after your emotional stability comes back, after the family is restored, after you get the car, after you wifed up, after they recognize you and you get the promotion, after the loan clears, what do you do after the blessing? And most people today pray, fast, believe, so get the blessing, and then they get bamboozled by the blessing. The word bamboozle means to be deceived or tricked. What happens when the very thing you prayed for tricked you out of intimacy with God? Uh-oh. What happens when the very thing you believed for, God, we needed the house, we needed more space, and then it broke up and isolated the family? Now you got 5,000 square feet and no intimacy. Bamboozled by the blessing. I cried out. I prayed. I drove from Texas and Kansas and California to give my crazy faith offering, and God did the miracle. Now what? And if we don't prepare for what God is going to do, we will be left in the trap that humanity gets in over and over. We get bamboozled by the blessing. Have you ever been bamboozled? Now, maybe it's just me, but there are some people that have tricked me before. And the crazy thing about being bamboozled, most times you don't know you're getting bamboozled while you're being bamboozled. It's not a sudden, like, I'm about to exploit you and take advantage of you. Nobody's doing that. It's the people that get close to you and y'all want to be fake today. It's the people that you once called best friend. It's the people that you gave a position to. It's the people that you put on. And then somehow you look up and I might be a little too close to home this morning. But I remember this one time, I'm going to make it a little lighter because some of y'all just really just went back. You, the crazy eyes just came out of you. You just start thinking about, I'm going to find him. Like, calm down. I remember this one time, one of my best friends, John, he actually styles me and does all this stuff. So we've been in the clothes for a very long time. And we were in the clothes when we were broke. And what that means is that all the stuff you want to buy, you can't buy because you ain't got no money. So anytime you see something that's gently used or maybe a size or two bigger or... You know what I'm saying? You make it work. Has anybody ever grown up making it work? Now, some of y'all bougie all your life, but there's some of us that had to take something that was not even and make it work. Well, there was this one time where we've been sneakerheads a long time, and it was the first time these new Yeezy shoes were coming out, and John comes up to me. He's like, Mike, I found the plug. And John's my friend. So when my friend comes up and tells me, like, I found the plug, there's, like, questions I don't even ask because you're my friend. You, like, you my. So he's like, I found this chick on Instagram. She can get the Yeezys for $350 and send them right to us. I said, bro, you lying? You know them mugs is like $900 on the aftermarket. He said, bro, I promise you. Look, here's a picture of her. Shows me a picture of this lady. I was like, oh, okay. And she kind of cute. And she work at Finish Line and shoot. Okay, cool, cool, cool. I scraped together every dollar, dime, nickel, penny that I had. You know when you broke, when you start going to the couch to look for the money. Just hold on, like, loose change, other people's car ashtrays. I was everywhere. I got my $350 together and gave it to my friend with full confidence. I'm talking about, I was imagining, you talking about see it before you see it? I saw myself with them shoes. I had started planning outfits based on. One week goes by. 2 weeks goes by. I mean shipping, you know shipping. Right? 3 weeks go by. And we start encouraging each other, like, bro, you already know they on the way, bro. You know, and we doing all this other. 4 weeks go by. I said, John, I've missed some meals because of what I gave to this endeavor that we're on right now. Have you heard anything? Bro, I DM'd them. I let them know, and they promised me they'd be here next week. 5 weeks goes by. 6 weeks goes by. Now I'm a little aggravated. John, he's like, bro, I got my money in it too. You dumb too?
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that He will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
We end up finding out that it wasn't a young lady. It was a man that posted a picture of a young lady at a shoe store. We sent him our money, and that man disappeared. For at least 3 weeks, me and John felt worthless. Because as grown men who paid taxes and had wives, this wasn't like I'm married at this time. Like, at least there should be some sign. I felt bamboozled. If I see that person today, I'm stealing them out on sight. But what I begin to understand about this moment of being bamboozled is I let the idea of what I thought was going to be a blessing distract me from deception. Write this point down, because y'all are about to come into blessing you've never seen before. You're about to come into relationships that you've never seen before. You're about to have resources and access like you've never, nobody's believing it with me. You're about to have resources and access like you've never seen before. But never let the blessing become such a distraction that you fall into deception. I was so distracted by the blessing that was coming that I didn't even look and see that the person only had two pictures on their Instagram. You know when somebody has two pictures on their thing, it's a scam. But I didn't look at it one time till after I had been bamboozled. After I had been taken advantage of. And God is telling you the blessing's on the way. But when the blessing comes, don't be so distracted by the house. Don't be so distracted by the new relationship. Don't be distracted about who they worked with and who they've done music with and what TV show they've been on and who they know. Do not be distracted to the place where you fall into deception. Can I bring it real spiritual? Don't let the promotion keep you from praying. Uh-oh. Now you got it. You prayed for it. And now no more relationship with God. Don't get distracted. Don't let the new heart, the new house harden your heart from generosity. Don't let, single ladies, single men, don't let the relationship cheapen your routine with God. You used to have a routine with God. Oh, let me talk to married people. Oh, it's the kids, and it's the thing. And God said, I still gave you 24 hours, and somehow you managed to binge watch Netflix, but you had no time to be with me. And in the morning, you're going to need me to go back to that job, but you gave me no time to give you what I needed. The reason why you can't be distracted by the blessing, even though it's good, watch this, is because distractions jeopardize discernment. When you're distracted, you can't discern what's going on. When you're distracted, you don't pay attention to stuff that's obvious. Have y'all ever seen your friend going into a relationship that was going to end in disaster before it even started? Oh, come on. But they can't see it? Why? Because they distracted. Well, he loved me and he bought my nails and he did the opposite than my last boyfriend, Jerome, and this and that and the third. And you like, I don't know. This looked like Jerome in a different outfit. But their discernment is down because their distraction is up. What I'm telling you, the reason you don't know what college to go to is because the distraction is up and the discernment is down. The reason why you don't know if you're supposed to put your kids in that school or that school, it's because the distraction is up and the discernment is down. And this is how people get bamboozled by the blessing, because they can't discern anymore. I just did something and it worked. So then I go, whoo, and that's when the enemy creeps in. And says, all I needed them to do was exhale. I just needed them to get off of it for a second. I just needed them to stop fasting. I heard a man of God once say, he said, don't fast every once in a while. Live a fasted life. He said, because at the moment that God does the victory, it's not a time to say, whew, I'll do that again on 21 days of prayer and fasting next year. That's a lot of time that my discernment is down where I'm not as keen to hear the whispers of God. And some of the blessing that you're about to come in, you got to hear every direction. The steps of a good man and a good woman are, I got to be able to hear the whisper of God. I got to be able to hear, stay in that lease for 6 months, and on the seventh month, I'm going to bring something to you. You got to be able to hear the details. The level of responsibility I walk in now, the details matter. And if we lose our discernment as a church, if we lose our discernment as a body, deception is just around the corner. The biggest blessing in the world. And God's like, it's okay. It's okay that I did that once, but my plan wasn't to have one season of unusual acceleration. I wanted this to be your life. And I don't know who I'm here to encourage today. This is the kick in the pants that lets you know, like, hey, stop being distracted and get your discernment to another level. God is speaking to some of y'all right now, and he can't even get a word in because CNN, Fox News, your Instagram feed, what happened at Astro World, what happened on this celebrity, Will and Jada again, is this that third new? And God said, I've been speaking the whole time, but your discernment is distracted. Can I show you a picture of somebody who had something amazing happen to them and then their discernment just shut off? This is what most of us look like after we get the blessing. Check this out.
Say again. Think fast.
Listen, that child is going to be a pro athlete. Oh!
You're supposed to catch it.
I wasn't ready.
Bro, we're just throwing it.
I wasn't ready.
Perfect timing.
Did y'all just see what happened? He tells his daddy, think fast, throws it to him like, ah. And his mama says, that boy is going to be a pro. Bam. What he told his dad to do, think fast. He didn't have the discernment to think the ball was coming back. And many of us, God is telling us to do something. And then we stop doing the thing that gets us in a place of, watch this, protection. He didn't even put his hands up, Charles. He was so caught off guard by that. He had no discernment that it was even coming back. And some of y'all have been trying to hold your laugh in. That was funny. That little boy got knocked out, and he will always, forever have a mark. He will never forget the time that he was distracted by the compliment of his mother. Don't this sound like us? This boy, this girl, this employee is going. And he, just for a moment, he was so distracted by the blessing of encouragement that he lost all discernment. I do not want you to be bamboozled by the blessing. The Bible says when God blesses, we still watch and pray. Let me move on. See, because the backside of the blessing, whatever it is, if it's your business doubling, if it's the promotion, if it's you being able to be in emotional stability for the first time after decades of emotional trauma, God said, I'm going to bless you with it. But the backside of the blessing always comes with three things you have to watch out for. It tries to give you an opportunity to walk away from God and to establish independence, identity, and entitlement.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that he will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I pray something you heard has went into your heart to transform you forever. I'm so excited to continue in this series of Crazier Faith. And as our seed is sown and develops, so does our faith.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited to see how your faith is going to continue to progress as you continue to get these things in your heart. Because remember, faith comes by hearing. So even if you don't feel it right now, keep listening, keep tuning back in, because your faith is growing as you hear it. If only we can be patient enough to see the harvest, we will see God do crazy stuff in our life. So until we meet again next time, same place, same time, I want you to go out and live a transformed life. I will.